You're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I'm not sure why, but you are.
Hey, baby, baby, baby.
Did I do good, Mama? Did I do good?
Breaky.
Lippin' and
get out and live.
Two big old boys, two big old.
Frodo is bagging.
Tart.
Hello.
Welcome to the zoo.
We're at the Prague Zoo. I'm sorry, I was looking over here at this orangutan enclosure. And they're just yelling, and it, oh my God, it was so embarrassing. Listeners, just a few minutes ago.
Do we have to even tell the listeners what happened?
And they're, you know, the monkeys and the orangutans and stuff, they were having some fun throwing their poop.
Mm-hmm. And it's what they do.
Who decided to join in, throw his right back?
Who do you think?
Charles the contractor. Yep. And so he's been asked to leave the zoo. He's waiting right outside for
Thank
us.
Thank God. Thank God he can't do anything else in here now because he's not in the park with us anymore.
Well, the bad news is, Kendall, since he can't come back in, you're the one who's going to break down our booth and get it outside back onto the back of the truck.
Oh, great. He found a way.
Love finds a way, don't you think?
Assholes find a way.
That's what I'm always saying. I'm Cliff and Kendall.
And I'm just a pain in the ass sitting here next to him.
Hey, you said it, not me. All right, so what is this show about?
Summer vacations, Cliff. I know that we've been on one long summer vacation. Traveling
since
the world.
Last winter.
I know. But
it's a ride tour.
Why not? But we have some tips.
Give me some tips. Just the tip.
You need some water.
I got some water.
Okay, good.
It's in this big thing shaped like an elephant head.
That's vodka. Don't lie.
Okay, Judge Judy.
Overruled.
I'd like to piss on your leg and tell you whether or not it's raining.
Cliff, we're talking about summer tips. I mean, summer vacation tips.
These are tips for people taking summer vacations.
Yes,
I've got one.
All right. Fine.
Listeners and Kendall, why don't you bring an empty water bottle to the airport and refill it after you pass security? Then you don't have to pay $9 for a water.
Will they even let you through security with an empty water bottle?
Have we gotten there? Maybe.
Know. I'm like worried about everything. I'm like, will they let me on with this piece of paper?
Every time I fly, I have to re-Google how big of a container you can have so I know which lotions to bring.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have your lotions.
But that's one reason it's been good that in this ride tour, we've really been traveling a lot by train, bus. We took that one hay wagon in Austria.
Mm-hmm. Still have hay fever.
Clip,
you know, I was going to tell the listeners.
Tell them. I'm not going to stop you.
Not to visit destinations that are really popular at that time
ever.
Of year.
Yeah.
Like, or ever. So, like, you know, maybe you don't go to Disney World, like, right in the middle of summer. Maybe wait until, like, an off season.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Go somewhere where it's more quiet and peaceful during the summer, away from all the screaming.
Like skiing in the mountains.
Yeah, during the summer. It's called falling in the summer.
It's called rolling.
Rolling down the mountain. I love it.
Left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day.
Snot bottom.
Till I booked a ride on a mountain ski trip.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't get sucked into spending a ton of money on activities on your vacation spot of choice. Instead, spending a small fortune on like...
Oh, terrible emergency.
Heavenly Father.
Oh, Heavenly Father. Christ, help us, Christ.
What's going on? Are there caramel apples involved?
Oh, no.
No, dear, no caramel.
Oh, Bowers, it's terrible. We were just the family. We were standing around the giraffe cage.
No, it's horrible.
By, and Funky, somehow she slipped through the cracks. Oh, and she's climbed up a giraffe's neck, Bowers.
You know how she's a climber.
Oh, and she's holding onto the giraffe's ears, and she's many yards in the air.
She's dangling over there. Look at her.
Oh, please.
Oh, my gosh, she
is.
Well, why don't you go get a zookeeper? Why don't you yell for someone over there and get him to come over here?
Oh, why did I think of that, dear?
Oh, dear, such a wonderful
I was
wonderful
just,
idea.
I was just in such shock buzz to see and Opie, we've left him crying on the sidewalk. Opie, it'll be all right. Bonky, hold on.
All right. Well, I hope they get her down.
She's always climbing.
She's a climber. You know, when we were at the, what's that thing in Paris? Eiffel Tower. She climbed up about just almost past where Charles could get that ladder up to pull her down.
I was going to say bakery.
Bakery.
That's
bakery.
What I remember from Paris.
Bakery, I hardly even know him.
No.
What is... Kendall, if you forget the wall plug-in for your phone charger, why don't you check the back of your hotel TV? Because there's usually a USB port, idiot.
I'm not an idiot, I know that.
You knew that?
Of course I knew that.
Kendall, do you do this? Do you stick a dryer sheet in your suitcase with your clothes to keep them smelling fresh?
I'll tell you where I do stick a dryer sheet.
I'll tell you where to sleep. Kendall, do you use a pill container to sort and store your jewelry?
You know my mother did.
Did she?
I found like 20 jewelry or 20 pill things with jewelry in them.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Another thing you can do, your mother might have done this, did she turn a cereal container into a trash can for your car?
She turned a lot of things into trash cans.
And then you dump the trash out, put your cereal back in.
No, because my mother would have never bought a cereal container. She'd be like, why would we spend money on that? There's a perfectly good box.
No, give her a break. Had she seen one somewhere, she might have slipped one into her purse.
She would have. She might have.
She might have.
Cliff, buy all your necessities outside of your hotel. You don't want to be buying that shit in the hotel where it's hundreds of dollars.
It's so embarrassing to have to go down to the concierge. Like, all right, I need 2 quarts of lubricant. I need a box of your extra large prophylactics here. Do you have any XXXXL edible underwear?
And candy bars.
And candy bars.
That's for later.
That too.
That's right.
Speaking of here in Prague, the other day, I know I made you go to the Lenin Wall. There's that big wall where they do all the graffiti. It's in honor of John Lennon. Yeah. It's been there since he was killed back a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I went and I did the only thing that any normal person did. I asked for complete silence from the crowd and not that. I just simply said, imagine all the people living for today. Come with me.
I feel like
you may say
I'm a dreamer. Ooh, I'm not the only one.
I hope someday you will join us. And the world will live as one.
Beautiful, Cliff. Those words are more true today than ever.
Weren't they? And I don't know why that street sweeper tried to, like, sweep me off of the sidewalk.
Me neither. Could've been that 20 I slipped in.
Well, but then after that, I thought, okay, I was just swept off the street for singing a tribute.
Mm-hmm.
And you did let John Lennon in the world, really. And then I thought, okay, let's cheer it up. They don't know my heart.
And we'll go on.
And so I thought, let's go to the St. Nicholas Church.
Mm-hmm.
So mad when nothing. Kendall, you remember, there was nothing about Santa Claus.
Yeah, I didn't know you thought it was that St. Nicholas.
Why wouldn't it? What other damn St. Nicholas is there? I thought he'll be in there. There'll be candy canes. There'll be gifts. There'll probably be like some sort of like chipmunk stuff.
Because when I think of Santa, I think of Prague.
Hell, why not? I think of Santa all over the world. And then I thought, okay, that wasn't a Christmas. But surely the next place we go, Wenceslas Square. I said, let's go. I said, put on these beautifully knitted Christmas sweaters that I had Mrs. Butterbutterbutterton working on all week.
And it was hot as hell.
It was so hot. And then all it is this area that, like, grew out. And it's like where the National Museum is or some stupid thing. It had nothing to do with... Good King Wenceslas went out on the feast of Stephen, writing the food in their mind about deep and crisp and even. That beautiful Christmas song.
It was beautiful. And then we went to Holiday Inn and had nothing to do.
It was awful. It reminded me of last week when we were in Austria, mm-hmm. and we went to that big Belvedere mansion or whatever, and... It had nothing to do with Mr. Belvedere, that show. I loved that show. Did you not love that show?
I did love that show. I loved that show. I loved Benson.
Streaks on the China. Never met him before. Who cares? When you drop kick a jacket as you came through the door, no one stared. But sometimes things get turned around and no one's spared. Do you know that?
I didn't know the theme song of that. No. I mean, I probably did. I just forgot it.
According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival. It seems to just want to live the good life yet. You don't remember that?
I don't.
Oh, it's the best. Mr. Belvedere is
But I feel like
best.
I'm living it in real life.
Well,
now.
You are.
If they, Buble singing it to me right here.
See? That's what people thought. People thought that. And I had to be like, no.
No. I know you had to sing the whole theme song there at Belvedere's Castle.
Yeah. It had nothing to do with the show. I had to make something happen.
But I was going to say, when you're talking about all those disappointing places that we went that didn't turn out to be the real thing.
You're like, oh, that's like the listeners listening to this show. Oh, what a disappointment. Oh, I thought it would be better.
That happened 12 minutes ago.
I somehow thought this would be better.
But Cliff, no, what I really meant to say is that we got to get to a segment.
What did you mean to say?
Who knows?
Who knows?
What are we doing here? What's going
on?
It's too early to get to hot subjects.
Who
I can't take it
knows?
For the break.
All right, what is it with me?
That's right, what is it?
What is it?
Well, I'll tell you. Right. Let's start out with an easy one.
Clues in search of an answer.
Thank you. Cliff, he was born February 12th, 1809 in Hodgensville.
That guy, 1809, Henry Ford.
That guy, no, not that guy. In 1832, at the age of 23, he and a partner bought a small general store on credit in New Salem, Illinois.
Is it not Lincoln?
Yes!
Oh, okay, I got confused because I thought, no, he wasn't born in Kentucky, but I guess he was.
He was. All right, gotcha, well, that was the trick.
That was the trick, I fell for it. God damn.
Well, I'm tired of you getting these in one.
So I got that one in two.
Yeah.
And I feel terrible. I hope you're happy.
I'm extremely. Sure. Let's go on to the next one.
Better get in one.
He was born on August 6th.
Let me get it right now. No, I'm just
1928. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
George Clooney.
No, you're never going to get that one in one.
Never going to get it, never going to get it. Probably.
Early career, he was dedicated to commercial and advertising art. Thank you. Where
Andy Warhol.
Yes.
There you go. Soup can.
Soup can. I should have started with the soup can. So,
why didn't you start with the damn soup can?
Well, you know. All right. This.
Famous last words. All right.
Catherine Hettinger, a chemical engineer by training, was initially credited by some news stories to have been the inventor of the first one of these.
First one of these rockets to the moon.
No. She filed a patent application for this in 1993.
That big hat that Pharrell wore.
No.
To the Grammys.
That patent came way early. They are made of brass, plastic, and or metal.
Fidget spinner.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Are you
is
serious?
That what it is?
How did you get that on that?
I thought of everything I knew that was made of brass, plastic, or metal.
If you told me something, brass, plastic, or metal from 1993, I would have told you maybe Pharrell's hat, but I never would have said fidget spinner.
You forget who you are playing with.
I guess I do. I should just give up.
All right, that's a good idea. All right. This is time for a break.
I gotta take a break, damn it.
All right, you're gonna need to recoup from that. Mm-hmm. I hate those damn things.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
Yesterday, Kimmy said I was prejudiced.
Do you know what prejudice is?
No.
Well, prejudice is when you react to someone because of their religion or their color.
Prejudice.
Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. All right. Cliff, we're here in the zoo still.
What a world. And I think to myself, what a world. We are in the zoo. What do you feel about zoos? And I'm not, I didn't say Zeus, the mythical god.
Oh, because I love Zeus. Oh. I mean,
I knew that's what you'd say. I love Zeus. I don't. I love Hercules.
I mean, as a vegetarian, animal lover, right, animal activist, I don't love the idea of locking up animals to go see them. I mean, I understand it's beneficial for children to see different animals, but Google exists now, so Google it. It sounded like hot subjects up in here.
Are you ready for that? Have you steeled your nerves?
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
Ready as you're. All right, call him in.
Charles is not around, so I'm kind of calm.
He's waiting outside.
I know, he's laying in wait for us to come out to do something terrible. Probably waiting to throw some poop at us.
Oh, Kendall.
Well, where's Mrs. Butter Butter?
Where the hell?
Come on in.
They got Funky down. Come on in, guys.
Oh, Crash is a very good boy.
What happened? You got Funky down? Well, yes, dear. Yes, we've got Funky down. No problem.
It was
fine.
All you, dear. She had the most wonderful idea. She lured Funky down the giraffe's neck by holding out a cup of her favorite yogurt.
Well, it was nothing, really.
Well, it doesn't sound like nothing. That sounds like an ingenious plan.
I think you're a genius.
And she slid right down the neck, Buzz, just like sliding down a freshly polished banister, Buzz.
Are you guys ready to do some hot subject?
Are you ready?
Wait, what is that on your... Have you had a bowel attack this summer?
Buzz, I wish you hadn't brought this up. Oh, dear. How can you... They bring it up every week. Oh, my. Oh, sugar lump. Oh, my bow.
Oh, there he goes again.
Calm down.
It was terrible. Calm down. Went to the aviary, and a bird landed on his shoulder, and just a bowel attack just out of nowhere, dear.
Oh, I had no idea that a bird, that they could land on your shoulders. I had no idea.
Well, dear, of course they kicked us out of the aviary.
I can see that. Because they stamped your hand. No return admittance.
No return to the aviary.
All right, well, let's...
It was horrible.
Let's put those things behind us, and let's do a friendly round of hot subjects.
Oh, yes. They're always friendly.
Oh, it's better not...
His bowels can't take it.
Better not say anything too controversial, Buzz.
Oh, okay. We'll try.
In Prague.
Not in Prague, of all places. All right, Cliff, do you got a hot subject you want to start us out with?
I can start us out.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, everybody, settle in.
We're settled.
Kendall, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, and Mr. Snodbottom. Yes. There was a water tower in Wisconsin in the village of Sussex, it was left with the word sex written on one side due to an unfinished paint job.
What an unfortunate thing to do.
How repugnantly vile.
Well,
it's
a sex. Kendall, a contractor said the letters S-E-X were left alone on the side of the tower after workers experienced a venting issue that forced them to stop work until the paint had dried.
I know, just the contractor.
If he had been in Wisconsin, does anybody know? We checked his travel log.
Probably. We have lots of venting issues when he's in the studio.
And the contractor did admit that he liked the honks as the people traveled
definitely
by.
Definitely Charles.
And they said it should be less than a week that the rest of the word is up.
A week? What a terrible thing to leave up for a week.
Oh, well, no one think of those poor children learning to read.
It's just a word. I think you should teach the children what sex is. Let them know at an early age.
Let them read the Bible like a normal person.
Dear, it's just not proper at such an early age to learn what such a thing is. I didn't know what it was until I was 27.
Listen, let's go ahead with the next hot subject.
All right. I have noticed children lately that are playing video games. I know I sound like an old kook saying this, but
you do.
But you know, kids are playing like Call of Duty and all these games, and they have this anger. Have you seen children that have been playing this game and they come off of it and they're just like, they have this anger in their eyes.
terrible. It is terrible.
I always said video games were nothing but a tool of the devil, boys.
Whatever happened to Pac-Man? It was a wonderful game.
Whatever happened to Yahtzee? Why aren't children
being taught? Oh, but we still play it every week.
Why doesn't every family teach their child about Yahtzee like we do, dear? We're teaching our children and bringing them up right.
Teach your children well.
Teach them well.
Don't let your babies grow up to be video game players.
Well, I've always thought video games were weird.
Very well put there, boys.
Agreed.
I think we all agree on this one, boys.
Oh, good. That was a cold subject.
Say no to video games.
Make a sign.
All right. Get crockpot on that one. All right, Kendall, guess what? There's a donut shop. Calm down. In Colorado, and it recently celebrated National Donut Day by making deliveries throughout Denver by drone.
Oh, I have drones on mine, too.
Oh, Operation Donut Drop. They sent out some donut-filled drones to different places, even to a mall. And what do you think, guys? Is that the next big thing? Drone donuts.
Well, I have a conflict of interest because I do love donuts. And any way to get them here faster.
No, that sounds like a terrible use of technology.
Well, do you know, drones are a terrible issue in Busheltown already with law enforcement. That's what we were going to talk about too, dear.
I think it would be great. I would love drone food delivery because then you don't have to talk to anybody.
They could chop your neck, dear, and kill someone.
Oh, it's happened to many, many a Sasquatch in the woods.
How would they eat donuts with a neck cut open? Why?
That would be difficult.
Mythbusters did that. It doesn't hurt.
So long as the neck hole was there, you could still cram them down.
We will find a way to eat those donuts.
Ridiculous, buzz. All your taste buds are on your tongue.
We've seen this before in our generation.
We've
technology
seen it
can
all,
come back
buzz.
And get you, dear.
You should respect your elders.
We do
listen
nothing
to what we have to say.
I think it's getting a little too hot in here.
It's too hot. Calm down, these hot subjects. I know they're hot. Do you have any others, Kendall?
I don't. My other thing was about the drone usage in Busheltown for law enforcement.
All right. Well, last one. I have one last one.
All right.
I think we can all come together on this.
Let's do it, dear. This is going to be a wonderful, lively discussion.
This one better not be too hot.
All right. And it was in the United Arab Emirates, and there was just a innocent pair of camels, and they stopped traffic when they chose a Dubai roadway as a setting for a romantic encounter. And there's a video filmed by a man from Ireland, and he's leaving Dubai, and it shows cars stopped to observe the camels as they engage in
a
sexual tryst. And the footage was filmed on the Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road between Dubai and another city. And the filmer said it is not uncommon in the area, but it was highly unusual to see a camel bang session in the road.
Get a room.
Oh, disgusting, guys. the sight of animals mating. Oh, it makes my bowels.
I can't even talk about this. It's too crude for the air.
It's too crude, boys. The FCC.
Wait.
They'll never let this air.
Wait, do you hear that, dear?
Do you hear what I hear? What is that?
It's a funny chirping sound, dear.
Kendall, is that your phone?
No, my phone. I turn my phone off before we record.
Oh, you do that, huh? Is that some sort of a beeper? Is it a beep? What? Oh my God! There's something rustling in your hat.
What is it, dear? Look in here, dear. We find out what it is quickly.
Oh my goodness! Fly out. You have a broom.
Miss Number, I'm taking it outside.
Nothing but the bird on my shoulder.
Not so soon. It must have nested in my hair, dear. About a dollar for every time that's happened.
Oh my God! Take you and this bird out of here in this bowel waste and
quickly, dear.
Kendall,
they exhaust me sometimes when we're playing outside.
Don't step over here. Okay?
Don't step here.
There's
That's
different
a new subject. There's new segment.
There's a lot of different bowel wastes on the floor.
a dollar every time you told me that. A
lot of different species. I feel like, is there something else we're supposed to do?
Yes, we're supposed to play Are You Singing to Me?
Good, because my voice is going to sound better now than ever before.
Oh, I thought so. It's time for Are You Singing to Me?
Are You Singing to Me?
Musical edition.
And we got to guess what musical these songs come from.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
right.
We do.
Yes, we do indeed, Cliff. Right. I'll start us out.
Okay.
It's not simple to say that most days I don't recognize me that these shoes and this apron.
Is that from The Waitress?
Yes.
All right. There you go. Glad it was about aprons and shoes. That reminds me of Felicia Swan with her new pie mm-hmm. business.
Mm-hmm. Rye in
your eye. Here's Rye in your eye. Here you go, Kendall. Name this musical.
Dun, dun, dun.
To dream.
The impossible dream.
To fight the unbeatable foe. To bear with unbearable sorrow.
To bang the unbangable bang.
What is it?
What musical is that from? Bye-bye, Birdie.
No. God, no. Bye-bye, Kendall.
I don't know which one that's from. I know
it
the song.
It is I, Don Quixote, the Man of La Mancha. Man of La Mancha, another role I should play.
Yeah.
You better, be a hearty, it affirmative
was.
Yeah.
It was. I was afraid to comment at all. All right, Cliff. So let go of the past now. Say hello to the love in your heart. Yes, I know that the world's spinning fast now. You gotta give yourself a brand new start.
Oh, is that Hairspray?
Yes. Not to be confused with Jail.
You ready for this?
Ready for this.
Some people can thrive and bloom, living life in the living room. That's perfect for some people of 105. But I've at least gotta try. When I think of all the sights that I gotta see, and all the places I gotta play, and all the things that I gotta be, and come on, Kendall, what do you say?
Is that Gypsy?
It is another role Gypsy. I was born to play, Mama Rose. You cannot deny I would set the stage on fire.
If I wasn't going to try to deny it at all.
As Mama Rose.
I think we should set up auditions right away.
Right away.
Cliff and Kendall present Gypsy.
We only got to audition the other parts.
Starring Michael Bublé. Oh, sorry, Cliff.
But you'll swear.
But you'll
from the
say,
back with your glasses on.
That's going to be the quotes from the critics. I could have swore it was Michael Bublé.
I could have swore. All right, this has been a show.
I'm singing to you. This has been a show.
All right. Oh, Kendall, don't eat that pastry over there.
Why?
I think that bird left you a gift on top of it.
Oh, God, I already had a bite.
Oh, that's what those teeth marks are.
Well. All right, Cliff, I got a quote for you.
All right, it's sad and the show's over.
It is sad. Oh, summer. That long-anticipated stretch of lazy, lingering days. Free of responsibility and rife with possibility. It's time to hunt for insects, master handstands, practice swimming strokes, conquer trees, explore nooks and crannies, and make new friends. And that was Daryl Hammond.
All right. Kendall. All right. Kendall, a vacation is a sunburn at premium prices.
No.
That was said by, oh, what a dick, Hal Chadwick.
Ooh.
Do you have any more quotes?
I don't.
All right, well, here's another one. I've never believed that vacations are luxuries. They are our necessities, just like shelter, clothes, and food that make us feel like humans and not like animals that care only for survival.
Bitch animals.
I know, and that was said, from a cabinet, Alexander Babnet.
All the way from a cabinet. And next week we'll see you again
don't
from a cabinet.
Doesn't it help to think we're just humans on Earth? We're just roaming around specks of dust, really.
All we are is dust in the wind.
Dust in the wind. What song were we singing earlier? And we sang like the whole thing?
The Imagine There's No Heaven?
Imagine There's No Heaven.
Why did I answer that question?
All right. How does
sing us out, Cliff.
Imagine all the people living for today. You may say that we're dreamers, ooh, but we're not the only ones. OMD will join us, and the world will live as one.
There's Michael Bublé in here.
Oh, somebody stop singing, birds. We'll never have the rights.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.
Try.